saying it on the news, all the weather people put it out there. Don't drive through flooded streets, and people continue to do it.
That's a Frederick County official. 2 days after the U.S. officially opens its new embassy in Jerusalem, Guatemala, following suit hours ago, cutting the ribbon on its new embassy in that city. An exploding vape pen being blamed for the death of a Florida man a couple of weeks ago, an autopsy finding it was shrapnel from the pen and not the fire when it exploded that killed him. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
The Commerce Department says housing starts are down, new home construction falling 3.7% last month to an annualized rate of 1.29 million. Single-family homes ticked up slightly, but construction of multifamily units fell more than 11.3%, a sharp fall-off from March's 13.6% gain. Scientists say the possibility of a huge eruption of the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island only more and more likely after 34 earthquakes and tremors rocked the island in a 24-hour period. Singers Dionne Warwick and Smokey Robinson, among a number of entertainers on Capitol Hill yesterday, pressing Congress to pass stronger copyright laws. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Joining the two singers at the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing were songwriters Josh Keir, singer Darlene Love, and Mary Wilson of the Supremes. They're putting their support behind Senator Orrin Hatch's Music Modernization Act. The act would establish a new music licensing organization responsible for making sure the copyright holders of music compositions are paid what they're due. Current copyright laws protects music produced after February 15, 1972.
And a Dutch art dealer discovers a painting by Rembrandt that hasn't been seen in 400 years. It's going on display in Amsterdam for a month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith, your host of Happy to Help. We do the weather. Looks like rain, showers, fog, rain, showers, fog, rain, showers, all week long, unfortunately. Low of 55 today, or tonight, high of 71 Thursday, back down to 60 on Friday, in the 60s on Saturday, and then higher up or warming up to 80 on Sunday, but still looks pretty gray and cloudy and foggy out there this week.
All you veterans, listen up. The sponsors of the May 19th Patriotic Concert being held at 2 p.m. at North Hunterdon High School are giving away free tickets to veterans and their families as a thank you for your service. Concert includes special guest Joe Piscopo and over 100 performers and musicians, including a 17-piece big band, a 32-piece string orchestra, Broadway show Trans-Siberian Orchestra singer, an operatic angel, a rising child star, a choral group, and of course the award-winning Hunterdon Harmonizers. You can call the show's producer, Kevin Gray, at 908-419-9878 for ticket info. Call right now because tickets are limited. The number again is 908-419-9878. That's 908-419-9878. It's going to be a great show, so veterans, get your tickets now.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith, and you're listening to Happy to Help. Happy to Help is a show about volunteerism and helping others. We interview people from local charities, foundations, organizations, people who are out there doing good in their local community and in the world, because I firmly believe if you want to be happy, you need to help someone else, and we thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. So today, I am thrilled to welcome Ken Smith, who is the corporate sales manager of the Somerset Patriots. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Nicole.
And I'm so excited to have you here today to tell us about the Somerset Patriots. I've been to the games. I go to Target often, so I'm in that neck of the woods. But it's a great ballpark, a local ballpark, a very community-oriented venue, and a very generous community venue. Mm-hmm. And why don't we talk a little bit about your role at the organization. Sure. And, yeah, get us started here.
Yeah, so I'm actually fairly new to the Patriots. So I started here in September of this year. Have a background in sports besides that with the New Jersey Devils. But my time here, I started as corporate sales manager. So my main focus is advertising, marketing, different kind of sales, that type of stuff, group sales as well. But in minor league baseball, it's the type of thing where you wear a lot of different hats, mm-hmm. which is part of the fun of the sport and working in sports. So in addition to that, I manage all of our Chamber of Commerce relationships. I work our scoreboard during the games, and I also manage our two digital signs, which are one's on Route 287 and one is right outside the ballpark. So I do a lot of different things over the course of the day, which again makes it part of the fun, for sure.
Yeah, the variety's fun, right?
Sports especially, is the hours can be really crazy and can be very erratic in terms of what you're doing and on a day-to-day basis. So having the ability to do multiple different things rather than just focus on one thing can get kind of tedious in this way. It's interesting all the time.
Keeps it interesting. Yeah, that's good. That's mm-hmm. good. Well, there's so many things we can talk about, but I want to start because most recently, last Friday night, so my local elementary school where my son goes, they had a night out at the Somerset Hills Patriots mm-hmm. on Friday night. And I know that you offer a fundraising option where you can promote school spirit, Little League awareness. And if you could walk us through how all that came about and kind of walk us through the night, that would be helpful for people that sure. want to take advantage of that you offer.
Sure. So I don't represent the Liberty Corners group, but just from a general perspective, the thing that I really like about what we do is that all of it is extremely custom. So everything we do, we try to work with the group that is trying to raise money or whatever they're trying to do to create an event that they're going to be really happy with. So for the most part, from a fundraising perspective, it starts with a simple setup, and that is you're getting a certain amount of tickets at a discount, and then you're able to take those tickets and sell them at full price most of the time. So most of the time we're doing that in our upper box section, which is $11.50 a ticket normally. You can get tickets at, depending on how many people you have, $8.50, $6, or $5.
Okay.
So, and then you literally just pocket the difference on whatever your sale is. The nice thing about it is that you're coupling an event where you're fundraising for the organization with an event that's a community day. That's mm-hmm. something nice for everybody to come out and kind of be at together. And I know Liberty Corner specifically took advantage of that. Their mascot threw out the first pitch. Mm-hmm. And there's like all different things that we can do at the ballpark to really kind of custom build a day that an organization's really thrilled about as far as a fundraising goes.
Mm-hmm. For my kids, it's all about the snacks.
Everyone loves the snacks.
Any event, it's all about the snacks.
I'll plug something that's new at the ballpark this year. On the third base side of the ballpark, there's a new grilled cheese cart called Cheesin. That is super good. One of the secret perks of working in the front office is during the off season, we get to be the guinea pigs for all the food.
Oh.
So we had a pretty ridiculous spread over the course of a couple of weeks, not even a couple of months, of different things that were either potentially coming to the ballpark or choices between different options. So it meant that my diet was not very good for a little while, but it meant I didn't have to bring lunch, which was great.
Bonus,
yeah,
right?
Bonus.
Right. Well, how long of a lead time is, because I'm sure you have organizations that reserve their spot for fundraising year after year, or is there a real long lead time to set something like this up?
Yeah, it depends on what you're trying to do again. And that I feel bad sometimes echoing that, but like from a perspective of group, everybody's different. So another thing that we do from a fundraising perspective at games is we offer a 50-50 raffle.
Right.
So the 50-50 raffle, since obviously everybody wants to do it, we have to be pretty picky about mm-hmm. how you qualify for that. Mm-hmm. So a group that really wants to do 50-50, you're generally going to have a larger sized group to qualify for that. Mm-hmm. And that means you're probably going to book earlier. So we'll start doing bookings the end of the previous year. So like, our season ends in September. We'll probably get our schedule in like between October and January, mm-hmm. and then start doing bookings as far as dates go. But we'll get people reserving prior to that. And again, it's a matter of how big of an event you want to have. I have, for example, on Friday, I have a group of March of Dimes people coming in to do a small fundraiser at the event. It's going to be about 100 people. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a great event for them. It's the first year that they're doing it. I know they're really excited about it. They would have liked to do more, but it's just like with a lot of these things, you kind of have to build up to it. Mm-hmm. So similarly, I'm also working with the American Cancer Society to mm-hmm. do a cancer awareness night in July. They're a little bit more kind of experienced with mm-hmm. this type of stuff as far as running events. So we're doing more with it. So they're mm-hmm. going to have a table on the concourse. They're going to have like signs that you can write on, like who you're fighting for. We're going to do like a survivor will throw out the first pitch.
Nice.
All this kinds of stuff that's just like, let's sit down and talk about what your event wants, what you want your event to look like and uh-huh. how you want to run it. And then we go from there.
Right. So does the 50-50 raffle... the same group that might be doing the fundraiser that night, or can it be different? Does it depend?
It can. So okay. most of the time it's whoever's doing the big fundraiser. Okay. So okay. like I said, the way that the fundraising works, so if you're at 500 tickets or more for an event, then the tickets are $5, so you're making a lot of money off the tickets, and then you also qualify for the 50-50.
Oh, so it's a like different qualification level. I get it.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect.
So there could be another group that's doing fundraising for their event just through ticket sales on mm-hmm. one day or mm-hmm. whatever it is. But the group that kind of more commits to it and wants to run something larger, they're the ones that get the 50-50 okay. associated with it.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, it works out really nice. And it's the setup is that, you know, obviously whoever wins the 50-50 gets some money.
Right.
And then the organization gets some money, too. And then there's some days, too, where we have our own foundation that right. will also benefit from the 50-50 as well. And we put that back into the community. So it's a nice program that is fairly new to the ballpark. I think this is our first full year of doing it.
Oh.
In the past, we've had, like, kind of not a non-exact science. And mm-hmm. then we started it, and it was, like, new to us. So now this year we're trying to really be good about it, and it's been good so far.
Yeah, and you're new to the organization as well, right?
Yes.
You're in your first year, so you're like ramping up.
Yeah, I mean it's good because one of the things that drew me to the Patriots, and one of the things I think that makes the organization as great as it is that there's so many people that have been here for so long. Mm-hmm. So like I said, I'm new. I started in September, but my I think all of our VPs have been here at minimum 18-20 years. So they've all
since
started
the beginning
with the team,
yeah,
or been here for at least that long, 15-20, something like mm-hmm. that. So it means that for me from an employee perspective, I have a wealth of knowledge that I can, you know, reflect on from any event that's been run at the ballpark. They've been here, they've seen it, they know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it means that there's a lot of stability. It means there's a lot of really great connections in the community, not only based on our VPs and, you know, the people and our president who's been here forever, but also for our owner and the owner's family. You know, Steve Califer and his mm-hmm. family are fantastic in the community. They're just I didn't have any interaction with Steve prior to my time here. I'd heard his name, but it mm-hmm. was never something that I really was like interacting with, because I live in Union County.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I've described Steve that I feel like most people react really positively to is he's a character in the best sense of the word. He's the type of guy that walks into a room and just takes it over, and it's just so much energy, so much color, and just wants to help. And that's kind of reflected in the organization and the different things that we do.
Yeah, and I was I run into him because his grandsons went to preschool with my son, and we had the fundraiser for the school at Trump National, and I was looking at him like, who is that guy? He looks familiar. I'm like, you've probably seen him from the car commercials. I'm like, oh yeah.
Yep.
So the nice thing that I got a couple quotes from him, and his one quote that I loved was, I do good to do good and leave it at that. Like, he's not looking for accolades. He's not looking for a pat mm-hmm. on the back. He's just, you know, it's who he is, which is amazing. And then he said he tells his grandkids to be kind, work hard, make money, be fair, and do good.
Like, yes.
That's him in a nutshell, right?
That's his coin, actually.
Oh,
so that's his thing. So
yeah.
His mantra is for Flemington Car and Truck, And now for the Patriots as well, we have these little, they're small kind of, they're big actually, coins that have that mantra on it.
Really?
The be good, you know, be fair, make money make and stuff money. Like that.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just like, you know, that's just his mantra and what he wants to do in life.
So are the coins for sale at the ballpark or what?
We
or
have
what?
Them for sponsors and stuff. So I can see about getting you one, but we have them at the ballpark.
I'd love that.
I have one at my desk. I should have brought
it,
but
no,
I
it's
didn't
okay.
think about it.
I just love the human story behind this and the,
sure.
and he started, he brought the team to,
yes.
right?
Yes, yes, exactly. It was something he was passionate about. And since then, and the way that I like to describe the team is that it's kind of like, it's like a town square almost. It's like a gathering place for people. It's an institution. It's something that people yeah. are just like, they recognize that it's there and it's part of like the culture, which is really great.
Right. Did he grow up playing baseball or just love the American pastime or whatever?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah. Just curious.
He's just the type of person that wants to get involved. He sees an idea that he likes and he's gung-ho about it and it's
yeah.
going to happen. And
good.
That's what happened.
Well, and you mentioned a minute ago the foundation. So it's sure. the Somerset Patriots Children's Educational and Sportsmanship, which I like, foundation. And
yes.
yeah. Are you familiar with that? Because I was not familiar with the Fraternal Order of Eagles. Airy,
yes.
is that how you, I don't know how to say it. But.
Yeah. Yeah. Fraternal Order of Eagles. They've become a pretty sizable sponsor of ours. Just wants another group that just wants to be involved mm-hmm. with everything. So the big thing that we do with them is our corporate care program, which is something we've set up that allows organizations in the area to be able to donate money, or more specifically, donate tickets to underprivileged youths in the area.
Oh.
So we reach out to various different charities or homes or whatever it is to be able to provide an experience that they would otherwise not be able to have. Coming out to a sporting event, having a nice time here. And that's all done through a program sponsored by the Eagles, by the Fraternal Order of Eagles, and then by our various different corporate partners that have generously donated time and money to be able to do that type of thing.
Right, and they have a motto too, people helping people, which
yes,
is
indeed.
Perfect again. And so they help the homeless, the hungry, they do scholarships, they help veterans, the police and fire departments, so all good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned that the season ends in, you said, September.
September. Ideally, okay. last week of September, because that's when the championship series is.
Okay, great. And how many games do they typically play? Because there's fundraising around the number of wins also.
Yes. So it varies a little bit from year to year lately.
Okay.
Our league is probably the best independent league in baseball.
The Atlantic League.
The Atlantic League. So we're actually the only independent league that has a direct agreement with Major League Baseball.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Player transfer.
Transfer.
It's in terms of making it's ease of transfer between organizations from, you know, our team to, say, a major league organization or
going to the show. Do they still say the show?
Going to the show, exactly.
It's from Bull Durham, that's the only reason.
Exactly. So, I mean, the unique thing is that I'll take a step back because people might not
go ahead.
Know what
yeah,
this means.
I don't know.
For an independent league. So that means that we're not associated with any major league organization.
Okay.
We're our own beast. And what that means is that A, means we have a lot more freedom to kind of do what we do, which is great. If I have an idea and my president Patrick likes it and Steve likes it, then it's going to happen, which is great. There's no like, hey, let's call the Yankees and find out what they think, which is fantastic. But then on top of that, it's great for the players. And the way the players kind of come in is these are guys generally that have had a shot at some point to be in the league, have played a couple of years in the majors, bounced around in the minors, whatever it is, and then kind of fallen off and they want to get back. And our league is an incredible showcase for these players because it's a high quality, but it's a high level of baseball. It's between double and triple A. So it's good baseball, and it affords them the ability to, instead of auditioning for only one team, if you're in the triple A team for the Yankees, you can only go to the Yankees. You're auditioning here for every team.
So you're a free agent, kind of.
You're a free agent.
Nice.
So we have an agreement with Major League Baseball that lets teams purchase contracts directly from our league. So it means that players have the opportunity to kind of achieve their dream again and get back to where they really want to be, which is the major leagues. And on top of that, we've been around for, this is our 21st year of play, our 20th year in TD Bank Ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a position now where we have such a reputation of being an incredible place for these players to play and find their game. And some guys stick around. We had one player, Justin Pacioli, this year, who's it's fine. he played a little bit with us last year and then chose to come back this year despite having an offer from the Red Sox, the Boston Red Sox.
Wow.
I think he would have been in the minor leagues for them, but he chose to come back because he loved playing here so much.
Aww.
And he wanted to be closer to his family, and it was just an easy decision.
It's a big draw, right?
It family. Is. You know, it's like being close to family yeah. and stuff like that. And that's what you see a lot in these guys. It's family guys. It's good guys that want to be here and want to succeed.
And they love the game, right?
They love the
yeah.
game.
Nice. And so have you had a few go to the majors that...
Yeah, it's hard to lose you lose track of the number.
Wow.
Last year, there was a pitcher that started with the team and then was pitching for the Mariners. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks after his
oh my goodness.
Contract got purchased, Tyler Cloyd. And then this year already, we've had two players that have had their contracts purchased by major league organizations.
Ah.
So I don't... They're not in the majors. They're in like AAA or whatever
yeah.
it is. But that's how that process works. These guys are looking for a job and an opportunity, and they come here. And sometimes they don't even play a game. Sometimes they're just here. Like there was one guy got signed who was going to be our opening day starter, Brett Oberholzer. He got signed by the Mets before he even pitched a game, and it was just because, again, part of this is our area. You know, we're located in New Jersey, it's easy access to New York. So if you're scouting
right.
and looking for players, it's
right.
pretty easy to just
yeah,
get,
come
know,
check it
come,
out. Yeah,
come by a Patriots game, sit and look at it, you know, check out video, whatever it is. And so we get guys that get picked up. So it works out great for them. It works out great for us because the quality is good and the baseball is good, and we're the best franchise in the history of the Atlantic League.
Of course
we have 6
are.
Championships in 20 years, so that's fantastic.
That is fantastic. Well, we have so much more to talk about. I'm very excited. So
yeah.
we are going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back.
Fantastic.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This is Nicole Smith of Happy to Help. We're back, and today we're talking with Ken Smith, who is the corporate sales manager for the Somerset Patriots. He's in his first year in the job and jumped in with both feet and is busy, and there's a lot to learn at this organization because they do a lot. Yeah, so we were talking about How many number of games are there in a season that you know? You said it varies, but yeah, roughly.
What I was getting at when I was saying it varies is that this year, actually, we have a team. So last year, there was a team, the Bridgeport Bluefish, that was in our league. This year, they actually lost their lease on their stadium, so pulled it, which sucks. So we have a traveling team. They're called the Road Warriors in the league this year, as in they don't play any home games. Okay. So as a result, there's less overall games this year. So we play, I think it's 71 home games this year, and then the same amount away. So it's a little bit smaller this year than it normally is, but it's still a long season and still lots of opportunity to do all kinds of different things.
Right. Well, I wanted to tell people about the victory campaign.
Yes.
That's tied to the number of wins.
Yep.
And it's a pledge. Mm-hmm. Right. Do you want to, and it's in coordination with Operation Shoebox, correct?
Yep, absolutely.
So if you want to talk about that, you probably know more about it than I do.
I mean, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, that's it. It's, you know, a pledge that you can make, say, I'm going to give this much money for the number of wins that the Patriots have. And then that goes to doing care packages.
Our active servicemen and women.
So, yeah. That's been another thing that we've been involved with for I don't even know how long at this point. And it's just another, it seems like a simple thing to do. It's like, hey, you know, these people need help, and getting, especially, you know, being overseas, having that little bit of home is so important. And
yeah.
So just from a morale perspective, just being able to have like something that is some comfort to you is so great. And so we're happy to help with it.
Yeah. And I always like to point out, you can even pledge $1 yeah. per win, which I always try to get the kids involved. And so kids can understand a dollar.
Yes.
And if you give $1, it's $1. So I was trying to say that if they win every game, you're out $70 at the end of the season. But, you know, but just so you can have $1 or $10 or whatever a game. So you're donating, you're pledging per win. And mm-hmm. then at the end of the season, you donate. Mm-hmm. And then it goes to Operation Shoebox. So a kid who loves baseball, if you want to expose them to philanthropy or giving or
sure.
supporting the veterans, I mean, that is just an easy, easy entry point for a kid to get involved in philanthropy. Because I'm very passionate about starting it as an early age, because that's how I got into it. My mm-hmm. family was exposed to it, or it was part of our lives. And then I was also going to mention that Operation Shoebox, which is opshoeboxnj.org, they also really need volunteers for their supermarket shopping sprees. Like, who wouldn't want to go shopping for someone else? Hey? So check out Operation Shoebox or pledge to the Victory Campaign. So
definitely.
And then there's another way that you give is through the home runs.
Yes.
If you want to talk about that, the home runs.
That's another Fraternal Order of Eagles thing. We talked about them with regards to the corporate care program. They donate $100 for every home run that a Patriots player hits while we're at home. And the charity it varies.
So $100 for each home run, yes. to a different charity, right?
Yes. And so the charities vary from game to game.
Mm-hmm.
We do an announcement every single game that says, you know, Fraternal Order of Eagles sponsors this program, $100 to charity for every home run. Today's charity is blank. And so it changes from a day-to-day basis. So
if they hit three home runs that game, all 300 bucks goes to that? Okay. Yep. And they've hit 40 home runs already this season, I think.
I think that may be last year's number, but I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah,
this year.
Somebody needs to update the website. Is that your job, too? Update the website?
Not my job. From that perspective, it's just another thing that,
yeah, another way. Yeah, no, that's amazing. So how do you qualify for that? Is that a separate qualification for submission, or it just depends?
I'm sure it's – I'm not familiar with the exact listing in terms of how you get on there. But typically when we do any kind of charity work like that, it's stuff that we work with, you mm-hmm. know, different groups that we've had a relationship with mm-hmm. or groups that Fraternal Order of Eagles are passionate about and really do work with. It's kind of a collaboration in that way.
And what is the Fraternal Order of Eagles part of? Like, are they Lions or Kiwanis or whatever?
I don't know. They're their own thing.
They're their own thing. Like, they're a one-off. Okay, because it said Area 2137 or whatever. So I didn't know if it was a national organization and that was mm-hmm. their scout, or not scout, but den number or something.
I know what you mean. Yeah, it's tough sometimes to keep track of all of those. You know, I've been in contact with different.
Yeah.
You lose track of the different animals that have groups at this point. There's like elk and moose and
right.
All this other stuff.
Yeah, which was the founding of philanthropy in this country. They were the first ones. Rotary's involved in, they do Operation Shoebox too. Rotary's involved in everything. They're amazing.
Exactly. And it's, but they've been such an awesome partner, and they've been a group that have really really come in and said, like, we want to be a part of what you do, and we want to expand on the giving aspect of it. So they've been fantastic.
Yeah, that's amazing. And then we should also mention a couple things coming up. So Chamika Hubbard of Sweet Reads was on here in February, and you've got two dates coming up with Sweet Reads. Mm-hmm. So one is Friday, this Friday. Mm-hmm. I think Sweet Reads, they're doing a book collection, either gently used or new books. Mm-hmm. And then I think she's going to go home and sort them, and then she's giving them away at the 2 weeks later or a week later, so. Right? I mean, that's what she does. She collects books and then donates them. So yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's again, that's a situation where it's like, hey, you want to do this type of thing? Let's sit down, talk about how we want to execute it. So it's a great partner for us, you know, to be able to run an event like that. We're passionate about, you know, being what we are, which is a baseball team. We interact a lot with children. We interact a lot with schools, with Cub Scouts, with camps, with all of these groups that come to the ballpark for a good time to raise money for whatever it is. So we try to get back as much as we can. So in ways like this, in ways we've done, the second weekend or second homestand of this year, we did Most Improved Student. So that's an operation where teachers can nominate kids that they feel are the most improved. They get tickets to a Patriots game, and they get recognized on the field prior to the game. So that was a fun event. I know we're doing teacher appreciation nights coming up. I think there's one very soon. I think it may be Friday. I could be wrong. So that's coming up soon as well. And that's another thing that we do that, you know, again, recognize these people that do so much for the community, for the youth of the area, these teachers that put so much time in. Just a small thing to be able to say, hey, like,
yeah,
this
yeah.
I doing think, an incredible job.
Yeah, last week was Teacher Appreciation Week, I think, officially. Yeah. But also I read about the kid CEO.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's the eighth year, and you really have a kid. I mean, this is an amazing opportunity for a kid. Talk about kids.
Yeah, there is some competition for that.
I'll bet.
That is a real thing. That's an opportunity for a kid to come in to the organization for, it's usually a couple of games, and just kind of find out what it's like.
Like follow for the day, kind of.
Exactly. So, like it says, kid CEO. So I've been here since September, so I haven't seen the CEO in action, per se.
I think it's a girl. Is it a girl? Or maybe the picture is from, it's last year, so you don't have one yet this year?
Not for this year, yeah. So we do our interviews at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
So we did them at FanFest this year, which is an event we had just before the start of the season. It was on April 14th this year.
Oh, okay. FanFest, okay.
So we did our CEO interviews, and we do that through Spearhead Staffing. They're the
sponsor
of that.
Yeah.
And then there's a nomination process. Excuse me, that goes across the entire year, and then towards the end of the year is when they're announced and nominated. And
does their reign begin? Or?
like I said, I think it's for a couple of games, and it's towards the end of the year.
Late season. So in September, August, September.
Yeah, August, September.
Yeah, because according to what I read, you have to be between 10 and 15 years old. Yep. But this is an incredible experience for a kid. So
yeah, speaking as someone that's worked in sports for the last, how long has it been? like 5 years.
Yeah.
Sports is a very unique business. Most people have a certain view of sports. You think of sports, you like working in sports. You're like, oh, I get to go to baseball games all the time. Yes, but not quite the entire story. So being able to kind of see the background in terms of what goes on. And, for us especially, I mentioned before we were talking, we're a small staff. You know, we're only about 20 or so, a little more than that, full time in the front office. And then helping us and, you know, in different ways is, you know, we have a pretty robust internship program. And then on top of that, different event staff, catering staff that handles everything else that runs in the ballpark. But from a day-to-day basis in the front office, there's not really that many of us. So for a kid to be able to come in and be exposed to that and say, okay, like this person does all of these different things. I talked about before the different hats that I get to wear on a day-to-day basis. It's cool because you can really kind of sit down and say, you know, as a kid, you're 14, you know, say you said 10 to 15 is the age range. You're 14, you're going to start high school thinking about college down the line. It's like, maybe this would be something I want to go into, and here's the route I would want to go to get there.
Or maybe this isn't the route after you see what goes on. I know, right? Well, but it's good to know going in.
Well, I'll say this too. Like when I mentioned I I started in sports with the New Jersey Devils, and that was a significantly larger staff, you know, not only being a major league organization, but it's also just a big staff is how they have it. And you see in sports especially, as with any job, but in sports specifically, is that some people are meant to do it or are capable of doing it, and some just aren't. Mm-hmm. And that's just the way it is. So there's a certain grind to sports, and there's fun to it as well. So, you know, my hours are insane. I have a wife and two kids, and they're thankfully extremely, extremely understanding and loving about this type of stuff. So there's days where I'll have a Patriots game 4 days, 5 days, 6 days in a row. So I'm not home a lot. But by the same token, it's fun. It's an opportunity for me to be able to bring my kids to the ballpark and say, hey, this is what daddy does. And that's cool for them. That's cool for me. My wife gets a fun thing to be able to come and do with the kids whenever they want.
So. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, well, I love the Devils, too. We are big hockey fans in our house. And so I was cracking up because Liberty Corner, again, last couple of years has done the thing where you go to a game, you sell the tickets, and then they get a picture on the ice after. Yep. And we went down to...
I did that.
Yeah, so we were down there. I was laughing because, you know, usually people at hockey games, you know, you don't wear your best dress to the hockey games. You're in New Jersey and you're comfortable and you're having fun. So seeing all these young men and women immaculately dressed like they walked out of a GQ magazine.
That's
I know, it was so cute and I was laughing, but it's like midnight after the game and all these little kids are waiting to go on the ice and everyone's melting down. It was so funny, but I love the Devils too. It's so fun.
I could take over this whole show talking about the Devils. That's my team. That's the team I grew up with. That's really? My favorite team. So
oh,
I could
good.
Go on forever about it.
Good. But. I know we were so bummed because they were in the playoffs, right? But bummer. But well, it's okay.
It's fine. we got to the next step. We'll get to the next.
Yeah.
We'll take another one next year.
Yeah. Well, I always laugh at the Devils coach. No emotion, like on the
John.
TV. Yeah, I love it.
Funny story. When I was with the Devils, I got promoted into the service side of things. So I handled season tickets and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
When I got promoted into that, since I was such a big fan, that my VP actually called down to the coach and had him come up and announce the promotion and I have a picture with the coach and everything
nice.
From that. So it was awesome of Coach Hines to do that. And another example of an organization that just loves doing.
Oh, good.
Loves. You know, giving back. So that was an easy thing too. You know, coming from the Devils, they have a program called 82 Hours, where you're encouraged to donate 82 hours of your time over the course of the year. 82 is the year that the Devils started to the community, and they have a whole portal of stuff that you can go and do. So coming from an organization that puts such an emphasis on that internally to an organization like the Patriots that also does that, it's been really easy. And just
Well, I'm going to have you connect me with someone from the Devils who could be on my show.
Okay,
cool. That'll be fun. We can learn about 82 hours. Awesome. See, it's all about – well, that's the other thing I wanted to say about Kid CEO, that whether you like it or not, if you get into something like that, the connections are priceless.
Yes.
Priceless.
Yes, especially in sports. Sports is a small town in a very big world, I guess. So I've worked for the Devils and the Patriots in sports. Just from that, I have my mentor, like the guy that, you know, when I started with the Devils was the guy that kind of brought me along and really taught me everything and kind of stabilized me and made me a good employee. He now runs the ticketing department in San Jose for the Sharks.
How nice.
I have another boss that is now a special advisor to the president of the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, so I see a move to California in your future.
No, thank you. I'm good.
I'm just
but by the same token, then I also have another one that runs the ticketing for the Islanders. I've
nice.
Got friends that now work in New Orleans, in Michigan, in all over the place. Because
nice.
In sports, you start somewhere and then you do work and you do good and then you branch out. It's part of the culture and it's part of it's another reason why it's good to have organizations that are so involved in different things like this, because you know you go elsewhere and you bring that idea somewhere, and then that's how you know these things kind of get around the country.
Yeah, you talked about that because you're new and you've got all this wealth of knowledge and history with the Patriots, but you've got a fresh set of eyes and ideas and the mm-hmm. devil, like all, you know, I'm sure some of the sports crosses over and some of the ideas. And
yeah. And it's one of the things for the Patriots too, that, you know, we actually have a lot of new people in this year that have started fairly recently. And it's great for them because, as I mentioned, it's a group of people that have been there for a long time. So one of the most important things for them is to get new eyes, new ideas, new approaches to things that maybe they hadn't thought of before or had tried years ago and didn't work, and maybe a different set of eyes or a different approach to it would work.
Yeah, and I'm always telling people, like, I know a lot of the organizations have their annual gala where they have, you know, you dress up, and you do, which is, it's fun, and it's very nice, but you got to break out of the gala box, and this would be another, and it sounds like you're open to sitting down and saying, hey, what can you bring to this? What kind of ideas do you have? How can we make this different and fun and beneficial for everybody? So
sure. It's like I said, it's, since we're an independent league team, since we're in a situation where it's like, we want to do some, you know, we're open to ideas. My favorite story since I started here, it's not giving related, it's more related, but I just think it's hilarious. So I was speaking with a potential client about doing some sponsorship at the park, wanted to expand his business. And we were focused on specifically, we have different ads that are available in the restroom. So like above the mirrors or like on the wall or whatever it
is. No space is sacred anymore, right?
No space is sacred. So to my point, so we were talking about that and we're like, yeah, you know, this is a good way to get into someone's head, because his whole point with his business is just to be there.
Exposure.
In the brain,
right? Yeah.
When something happens, because he's in kind of elder care, that type of stuff.
Oh.
So he goes, Ken, is there any way I could get into the bathroom stall? And I'm like, I don't know.
I've seen those on the back door.
I have too. Yeah. But I was just like, I'm like, I don't, it's not a product on my list. It's not something we normally sell. So it's just something I went back to my boss. I'm like, hey, could we do this? And he's like, sure, why not? And so then, you know, we had the discussions about it. So it's an example of someone saying, hey, is this possible?
Yeah. And it's like, well, it's definitely a thing,
sure,
you know? Yeah.
Well, exactly. Yeah. But it's, you know, to the point, it's like,
that's, but you're flexible.
That's how a lot of our things go. It's just people come to us with an idea and they're like, hey, we want to do this. And while we have some structures, you know, a lot of different structured things that are like, here's how this works, here's how that works. You know, there's a billboard in the outfield. That's pretty straightforward. But from an event perspective, being able to say, we want to do this thing is sure.
Yeah, very nice. Well, and the other thing we talked about earlier that was a blast from the past, but you're bringing it back next week, is the multi-chamber event at the ballpark next week.
Yes.
And Hunterdon Chamber is part of that. Princeton Chamber, all kinds of, like, eight chambers? Something like that.
Now,
yeah, wow.
So it's, let's see if I can get them all. So it's Hunterdon, Middlesex, Princeton,
Somerset
County Business Partnership, Greater Westfield Area Chamber of Commerce, Edison Chamber of Commerce, Basking Ridge Business Alliance, Warren County Chamber of Commerce, and I feel like I'm missing one. I'm forgetting which it is. There's a lot.
Mercer? No, Mercer's probably too far south. Okay. All right.
We'll believe you. We can look it up.
There's
a bunch. So point being, it's another event that, you know, we have the ballpark, and the ballpark is a space that, again, we can use to have an event, have whatever we want. And since I took over as, you know, running all the different chamber relationships, it just seemed like something that just should happen, not only from a perspective of, you know, selfishly for the organization, showing everybody kind of what a game at the, you know, at TD Bank Ballpark is about, you know, what it's like to go to a Patriots game, because some people have not been, what it's like to have a business event there. But also, by the same token, I know from my networking over the years that I've done networking, the best events to me are the ones where you're meeting people that you've never met before. You know, you go to some events and you're meeting the same people. And sometimes that's great, because people will give you, you know, referrals. Hey, I met a guy and I want to connect you with him. And that's only built from a relationship that you've had over a long period of time. But by the same token, having the ability to say, hi, I'm Ken, I work for the Patriots, who are you? And it's someone you've never met before. They maybe have a different idea. Maybe they have a contact that you've never been exposed to. So that's why I was really passionate about doing it, and why I'm really excited about the event for next week.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I'm going to try and go. It depends on what my kids' sports schedules are like.
Such is life, yes.
But
the way that it works is that it's actually going to be in our ballpark barbecue section, which is kind of like a picnic area in left field. So it's a very open floor plan. So the idea is it's $28 a ticket if you want to come. That includes food, ticket, networking, all of it. So it's all encompassing. It's you basically, like I said, it's going to be pretty low key. So it's an opportunity just to be able to go and enjoy a game with the background of meeting some new people and networking, getting some new clients, getting some new leads, whatever it is. So people are going to be encouraged to mill around and shake hands, meet people while enjoying some food and the game.
Great. And can you get those on the website or do you have to go through your chamber?
You can absolutely get them right through the Patriots website. Whether you're part of a chamber or not, it does not matter. So the way that works is you go onto our website under the ticketing tab. There's a tab called Group Portal, which is another thing that we can use for fundraising, which I can highlight in a minute. So you go onto that, you type in chamber 18 is your password, and you just buy the tickets right online.
Oh, nice. Yep. And the website URL is SomersetPatriots.com?
That's right.
Pretty basic.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we are going to take another quick break, and then we'll be back with Ken Smith.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back. You're listening to Happy to Help. And today we're talking with Ken Smith, who is the corporate sales manager for the Somerset Patriots. You've probably driven by or seen TD Ballpark right on 287 in Bridgewater or Summer?
It's Bridgewater.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right. And Ken mentioned a minute ago about the portal on the website. So we're going to talk about what that involves.
Yeah, I mentioned it in the context of our chamber night that we're having next week. But that's another thing that the group portal thing is another thing that groups can utilize from a fundraising perspective to take the investment or the outlay of money out of the equation. So as I mentioned, typically what a group will do is they'll buy a certain number of tickets from us at a price and then sell them at higher price from a fundraising perspective. And it's just a super simple way to be able to do it. With the portal, you can skip that process. So instead of saying, okay, I'm going to spend, you know, $300 to make $500 or whatever it is, you can literally set up a group through us, a certain, you know, subset of seats, and then spread the word and not have to buy the tickets yourself. So you can basically say, okay, so we want to put 100 tickets on the side for our organization to have a night out. And then you go to your groups and say, hey, here's what you do. Go to this site, go to this, buy the tickets for your family, whatever. Proceeds go to our organization. And so we kind of automate that process on our end and then cut you a check at the end for whatever the fundraising is.
Oh, so you're just reserving a block, but you're getting a bonus. So is it, is the... Yeah, is the price a little bit higher because you're offering that service, or is it about the same?
There's like an online fee to okay. be able to print the tickets and stuff, but like from a execution point of view, from an organization, it means that groups that don't have a budget to run events mm-hmm. can still run an event, which is fantastic, especially for those. You know, most of the time it's nonprofits that just are like, look, we don't spend money, we're raising money. That's
right,
the whole point.
Right.
So they get things donated to them, whatever. But they have this what's the word I'm looking for?
A cause?
A cause, but like the network.
This network that they can utilize
to raise money. And they do all the time, but offering something that's a little bit different, like a Patriots game.
Which is fun.
It's a fun day. And being able to say, hey, it's simple. Go on the website, buy the tickets, and then the organization benefits is great for them. And it's a new thing that, like I said, we're really happy to have.
Good. And we talked a little bit about sharing a story, either a story of a player or a group you worked with. You've probably got a lot of stories, but let's hear one of your favorites.
I mean, my stories for the Patriots are building. There's more all the time, suffice to say. So, but what I wanted to point out, and I don't know if you saw this in your research, but something that one of our players is doing this year, Scott Kelly. So Scott Kelly is actually a local guy. He grew up in, he's from West Windsor, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
He went to TCNJ and was one of the cool stories of Patriots history is he was a tryout. He was not signed prior mm-hmm. to coming to our tryouts. We held tryouts every year prior to the season. Made the team and has been with the team for 4 years. I think this may be his fifth year. And he does actually a school assembly program. So he actually goes out and talks to kids about health and wellness and, you know, being a good teammate and that type of stuff. And he's been another one of those guys that's just like incredibly giving with his time and wants to go out and wants to talk to kids and wants to be involved. So that's something that like I can't put enough emphasis on, that he really is so passionate about it that he gives his time on off days, on whenever during the off season, to go out and give these talks to kids and kind of, you know, lead them on their way, which is great.
Aww. And he just started that because he just wanted to give his time and he loves baseball and loves kids and just kind of, that's amazing. Well,
that's really, yeah.
Scott Kelly, I'm sure he has his own
number two.
What does he play? What's his position?
He plays infield. Okay. He'll switch around through a number of different positions. That's a nice thing too. Our team is pretty versatile, so you'll see guys kind of change around, play different spots in the lineup. And Scott's had a pretty good start to the year too. As I mentioned, I run the scoreboard during the day, during the game. So I'm the guy that puts the I play the funny videos on the screen, and I put the player graphics, and you know, I add up their stats and stuff. So it's fun to have that kind of interaction with the fan base, and Scott's been one of the guys that have really kind of driven that so far this year.
Good. Do you ever put memes up, or is it a GIF? I don't know. The
kids. I can do whatever I want.
Well, my kids are obsessed with memes, so
yes,
I didn't know.
Everybody loves memes.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's cool. It's a situation where obviously I need to make sure it's appropriate.
Right.
And I need to make sure that my bosses are okay with it. But for the most part, it's really just like, I think this would be a fun idea, and so I make it. So
yeah.
That's really cool. I haven't been in positions to kind of tap into my creative side as much in recent years.
Mm-hmm.
So now I am, and it's really cool. So I'll come up with an idea and just make it. Just put it on the board, and it's there.
That's fun.
A good example is during the game, you'll hear when I think the trigger for it, there's another guy that runs our music, who I sit in the booth with, along with our PA announcer, Paul Spicala, I think is how you pronounce his name. It's Polish. He busts on us for it. whenever a Patriots player is at bat and there's three balls, either three balls, two strikes, one strike, whatever.
Full count?
Not full count.
Oh,
it's
full
just
count.
Three balls, like could be walked.
Oh, okay.
The music guy plays a Beethoven piece. Bum, 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 bum,
Oh, I love it.
So I heard that, and I was like, there's nothing on the board that indicates that there's something happening here. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to make it. So I came up with this graphic that plays on the lower board, and now it says, dun, 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 and it's just like a fun thing that I was like, oh, I should have that, and I just made it. And that's just like a super simple example, but like being empowered to be able to do stuff like that where you're just like, oh, let's make this. It's fun.
Well, and you're having fun with it, cool. Which is all the more endearing and
exactly,
yeah.
But to your point, you were talking about stories. I kind of gave someone else a story. I'll give one of my own so far from this my time here. Had the opportunity to volunteer to go out and read for some school kids. It's one of those like Read Across America weeks.
Okay,
things.
Yep.
So I went out to a school to it was like preschool, so it was like young kids, between like really young up to maybe about like kindergarten. I went out there with Sparky, our mascot, and read a little bit of Horton Hears a Who for the kids. And it was just a fun thing to do in the morning, just to give some time and go out and read. And that book's tough. I'm told that I read a lot for my kids. I'm the designated bedtime story reader,
nice.
So I do a lot of that. I'm told that they don't give Fox and Socks to people anymore.
I don't know.
I haven't read Fox and Socks in a long time. I'm told that it's brutal.
Well, most of the Disney movies are brutal, so kids, you know.
Yes, but like I'm saying from a rhyming perspective.
Oh, for the parent?
It's very hard to read. So they were saying that like we gave you Horton Hears Who, we didn't give you Fox and Socks because it's hard. I'm like, all right,
okay.
Sure. But doing that, it's just fun. It's just like an easy thing where someone's like, hey, we're doing Read Across America. Who wants to volunteer to read? I'm like,
aww,
I'll do it.
So, good.
That was a cool thing. The kids loved it, and they had such a fun time. The kids love Sparky. It's incredible how the kids react to Sparky. And Slider is our other mascot, too.
Yeah.
And then General Admission is our third. We have three mascots.
Yeah, I know. Like General Admission, that is hilarious.
General Admission's great. We love General Admission. He's got his flag, and he comes out and has a great time with us. And then, yeah, Sparky and Slider are best buddies, and the kids obsess over them. It's crazy. They can't walk sometimes. They'll just, like, walking from place to place in the concourse, going to see somebody, and just get mobbed.
I know. It's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when Sparky was named after a former player, or I forget his...
Sparky is named after Sparky Lyle,
yeah.
Who is a former New York Yankee, Cy Young Award winner, World Series.
Wow.
I forget how many rings he has. But he was our manager for our first, I want to say, 15 years,
okay.
16 years of existence. So he was our manager and is now our manager memoriam, whatever.
Yeah.
Amateurist.
He's around a lot, right?
He's at every game.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So I see Sparky every day, every game. So he'll show up, pop into the press box, say hello, see what he's up to that day. He's an incredible ambassador for our team and for baseball and for history and everything because of how well known he is.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a baseball fan that followed the Yankees during his time, he was the pitcher. Like, he was Sparky Lyle.
He was the Babe Ruth of his day, right?
Kind I mean, well, I wouldn't
maybe
go that far. Sparky may say that, but he was a huge, huge star. And having him as a part of our organization is so important. And he is so incredibly giving with his time with, again, kids, with, you know, groups. He's so happy to come out and do these type of things. And so he's at every game. He visits with, you know, different people that are there, does appearances, and he's awesome. He's fantastic.
Yeah, and he probably just loves being around the game still, too, right? It's probably hard to get away, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's part of your life. It becomes ingrained in you. You know, these things that, you know, are your passion. It's something that's important to your well-being to stay involved with them. So I'm sure that's how Sparky feels about it as well.
All right, who do you think has more fans, baseball or hockey? Just curious. No, I'm not putting you on the spot. I'm curious. Baseball. Well, baseball's been around a lot longer than hockey, right?
I mean, it's probably equal. It's just that, like, from a time perspective, hockey's been around for a long time. The problem with hockey is that it doesn't translate to TV as well. Baseball, you can sit and you can watch a baseball game on TV and you get it. Pitcher throws the ball, guy hits it, guy catches it, throws it first. Like, it's all pretty obvious. Hockey, you kind of have to be trained. Like, you have to have watched hockey to be able to follow hockey when you watch it on TV.
It's a lot faster.
It's a lot faster. You lose the puck a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, me having watched, I couldn't even tell you how many hockey games I've watched in my life. Having watched it, I know where the puck is at all times just because I'm used to it.
Yeah.
But most people won't. So it means that baseball is a little bit easier from a barrier of entry, which is great for baseball. And mm-hmm. it's something that makes minor league baseball so excellent because it's something that's be like, oh, let's just go to the baseball game. And I talk about this all the time when I'm speaking with groups or, you know, potential sponsors, whatever it is like, when you're honest about it, it's minor league baseball. Like, there's going to be some people that come to our games that care and are really invested in the game and what's going on. And there's going to be some people that don't, and that's fine. We're there to show people a good time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing. So when we have people that come in and they're not interested in whether that guy hit a home run or not, but they want to hang out with their friends and talk and eat good food and have a good time and leave with a smile on their face. We talk about all the time internally. One of the things that we're most proud of is that we'll have games where people will, where the team will get blown out. And it's like, you know, it stinks that they, you know, it's just a bad day. And people will leave with huge smiles on their faces talking about it. Well, what a great time they had. And they wouldn't even know what the score is sometimes.
Right.
It's like, that's the point. We're there to put on a show and be a part of the community and be something that people can really attach themselves to. And that's great.
Perfect. It's, yeah, community. Well, Ken, thanks for being here. It was really fun.
My pleasure.
Thanks.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonchamberradio.com,
sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Chris Christie doesn't believe in Donald Trump's immigration plan, but rather that current laws simply need to be applied.
For 30 years, these folks in Congress, previous presidents, haven't enforced the law. And maybe I come at this from a really direct point of view, but what I believe is you're elected to enforce the law.